Okay, let's start. I'll pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. And we just want to offer you this time to you, Lord. And I just want to just be true to your heart as well as your word to express who you are. Today, Lord, and would you be the one to speak through me and guide me? And we ask that you would come and touch everyone today, touch us and inspire us and transform us. We love you, Jesus. We thank you. We pray all this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So today, we are going to be reading from Matthew chapter 6. So we're going to read the Lord's Prayer, and today I will be doing Our Father who is in heaven. And I'm basically sharing, on Sunday 2 weeks ago I shared a sermon, and this is kind of the, kind of like a movie, the scenes that didn't quite make the movie, but are still quite important. So I wanted to just share in those things. So kind of go a little deeper with Our Father who is in heaven. So if you would turn with me to Matthew chapter 6, starting at verse 9. Let's just read the Lord's Prayer together. I will be reading the NASB version, but follow along if you're using a different version. Okay, here we go. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. So one of the big points on Sunday that I shared was, Jesus, when he says, Appa, Appa, Abba, Father. Sorry, I always get it mixed with Korean. When he says Abba, what he was kind of expressing was the word almost like daddy, a very intimate expression. And there's actually a lot of debate that goes on what does Abba really mean. And some, it goes, on one side, they say, it doesn't mean daddy. On the other, it says, it means father. And just to let you know, technically, the word Abba actually means father. It actually means father. And that's because Abba is what Jesus expressed himself in the language that he was speaking, which was Aramaic. So at that time, when Jesus was speaking, he was always speaking Aramaic. When he was doing the Lord's Prayer, he was very likely, whenever he was doing public ministry, especially, he was always speaking in Aramaic to the people. And in Aramaic, there's only one term for father. And that's Abba. It's not like for us, there's many words like father, daddy, papa. That's all I can think of. But there's multiple. But in Aramaic, there's only one. And this is the same term when they say Abba. It's also what a child would use calling their father, Abba. And one of the reason people don't like it when it's expressed as daddy, when you call the father, is because they feel like it's disrespectful, right? But let me just, first of all, submit this to you, is when you call your parents, whatever name it is, as a child, and I presume you're still calling them the same word now that you're growing up, is it disrespectful? No. In the same way I call my father daddy, and there's not an ounce of disrespect when I call him that. And it's, but there's a lot of, I guess, intimate expression when I say the word daddy. So, but I want to submit that it's still accurate in some ways that we can call Father God daddy, if that's what you, if that's an intimate expression that you use. So how God the Father, our Heavenly Father, how is he perceived as a father? And in the Old Testament, there is a lot of mention as of him as father. But in general, how he's perceived as father was more as father to the Israelites. So that's kind of the revelation that was brought. He was a father to the nations. And even in New Testament, Jesus tells us we are sons and daughters, we're children of God, right? But actually in the Old Testament, when it's referring to children, there's no mention of individual relationship children. It's more, again, son of Israel, or it talks about son of angels, like that. But in terms of personal, there's really no reference. So when Jesus started his ministry and he was calling God in the Aramaic form, Abba, it probably made people feel very uncomfortable. In fact, when the Jews heard it, and the Pharisees heard it, and the scribes and the rabbis, it was something not like, oh, that's so weird, or that's like, I've never heard anyone say that. They have heard that term, but when they heard it, it was probably kind of made them feel uncomfortable. Probably just like, oh, like, how can you address them that way? And I was just thinking about this morning was, have you ever thought about why, like, people hated Jesus so much? Like, hated him to the extent that they would kill him, hated him to the extent that they would prefer to, release this, rapist murderer and still want to condemn Jesus? Like, what did Jesus do? He was someone who just knew, the word of God so well. He healed and helped the lame. Yeah, people hated him. And usually when people hate someone, it has to do with like jealousy, relationship. It's all relational, right? All the drama we experience in our life, it's always relational. So I was just thinking, maybe it had something to do with the way Jesus, the Son of God, the way he expressed himself and the relationship and the personal relationship that he had with God, and it might have just rubbed people the wrong way. So when Jesus was expressing himself and calling out to God in this intimate way and saying, Abba, which is Father, it shocked people. I was like, oh, how can you call him in that way? How can you be so intimate with the Father? And for us, so when Jesus teaches us to pray, our Father, he's expressing what is the intent going on? Not just in the Lord's Prayer, but when any time he says Abba, the intent is he's trying to teach us that God desires a personal and intimate relationship with you. And in some ways, the only way we can get that message across, in some ways, is if we use the word, daddy, or if you're Korean, appa. Because in some ways, when we use the word father, it's already become so reverent and not personal. Because we don't call our parents that. So in some ways, if you're looking at the intent of it, then yes, calling him daddy or whatever it is, in Korean, appa. Actually, it's interesting how the Korean appa and the Aramaic abba is so similar. So regardless of what you call the Heavenly Father, Abba, Father, regardless of what you feel comfortable with, it's not so important the word itself of what you label your parent or Heavenly Father. It's, are you having an intimate and personal relationship with God? Because that's what Jesus is teaching us, and that's what Jesus is calling us to have. And when we talk about this intimate relationship, what we're really talking about, I believe, is quality time. It requires quality time. And my wife and I, we love media. We love our phones. We can be on it all the time. And I can tell you, if we do that every single night, which has happened sometimes for like long periods of time, if we're on our phones, on our media devices all the time, there is no intimacy. Yes, we're faithful, we're loyal, we have good thoughts towards each other, we enjoy each other's company, but if we have a chance to be together and we're on our phones, there's no intimacy. And I was thinking, actually, you know how there's this book on the five different love languages, which is teaches you that as people, we express our love in different ways. And the reason it's helpful to know this is because we express our love in different ways and also receive love in different ways. So oftentimes you have newlyweds or people dating or friends or even family members, they're missing each other because they might express their love to people in a certain way, but the other person doesn't receive it. So they miss each other, even though there's all this love. So the five languages are quality time, physical touch, acts of service, words of affirmation, and gifts. Those are the ways you would express yourself. But I think quality time, I've always been thinking about this, but I always felt like quality time is actually not one of the love languages. I actually felt like quality time was kind of the means to expressing those love languages. So let me explain. For example, if you're a gifts person, if you're acts of service, words of affirmation, or even physical touch, like what makes, okay, let's say a gift. What makes a gift special isn't just you receive any old gift, right? What makes a gift really special is if someone knows you so well and they gave you a gift that you really, really desired and you didn't have to tell them. Or even better, like this is next level, because I'm a gift person. The next level is someone gives you a gift that you didn't even know you wanted, and then you get it and you're so happy. And in order for, and that's the same, words person. It's not just, oh, hey, you're awesome. It's speaking a word that communicates that you really know the person. That's what makes it meaningful. But in order for that to happen, it requires quality time. You need to spend time with a person in order to know their heart so you can express a love language, you know, effectively. And I kind of really came to this conclusion as I was doing a lot of research, and it talked about parents or children without parents. And basically, if they lack quality involvement or quality time, a child very likely to have a very bad future. And it's like drugs, crime, all that. And I came to the conclusion, every single child, 100%, requires quality time from their parents. Yep. Right? Every single child requires quality time from the parents, for sure. But yet, for some reason, when we grow up and become adults, that's no longer the case. Now quality time is simply one of the expressions. Like, I'm not a quality time person. That's why I don't really need to spend time with you. I just need to just know I love you unconditionally. But every single child needs quality time. And I think what happens usually is we start off as children, quality time, wanting to spend time with our family, our parents, even spending time with God. And then what happens? We face disappointment, rejection, and we close up our hearts and we say to ourselves, oh, I'm not really a quality time person anymore. In fact, it might be easier if I express my love in other ways, giving you a gift, you know, words of affirmation. And you might say that, but in my experience with my wife, if we don't spend quality time with each other, I mean, I could still express my love to her in different ways, but I will not be experiencing intimacy with her. And maybe you're saying, well, still, I'm really not a quality time person, because if people do or don't spend quality time with me, I'm okay, right? And I kind of felt like, to be honest, and I felt very convicted as I was preparing for this, is because growing up with my dad, I had a terrible relationship with him, full of fighting, anger, bitterness. But when I grew up, you know, I dealt with it. I received healing from God, inner healing from it. Total forgiveness. I really have no bitterness towards my father and the things that we experienced as a child. At all. However, the consequences of us of experiencing that as a child, and even though there's total forgiveness, we actually don't really have intimacy between us. So what that means is, I could really go, it's kind of sad, but we could go 6 months without even talking on the phone, and it would probably not even really affect me or him. I still love him. I still think, still very appreciative of what he's done for me. And he'll always be my dad. But for 6 months, we can like not talk and be like, it's okay. Like there's actually like almost no desire in my heart. And I was like, oh, and I could say, oh, well, that's just the relationship I have. And you could say, even with back to Father God, that's the point. That's the relationship I have with my Heavenly Father. We don't really need to spend all that time and pray, but I love God unconditionally. It's all good. But then you know what really convicted me with my personal father, even though we don't have this intimate relationship, is if you said to me, would you be okay with having that type of relationship with your own child? I have a daughter, and if you asked me, is that okay if you and my daughter Danielle had that type of relationship? And I would say, no way. I want to be intimate with my daughter. I want to be able to freely express the love I have towards her. I want her to be so comfortable to express herself to me that we would be able to like gaze into each other's eyes. Maybe this is like more like a daddy-daughter thing. So like, anyway. But that's my desire for her. And I would be a hypocrite to say, hey, it's okay that I want this intimate relationship with my daughter, but I'm okay with having this very distant, not so intimate relationship with my father, right? It's the same type of relationship, but the roles are reversed. And if I were not to be a hypocrite, I should desire the same from both. And so I felt very challenged. I'm actually kind of nervous. I'm gonna actually ask my dad out on a date. And then I'm going to ask him all these like very intimate, not like ask secrets, but intimate questions about him, right? Like, oh, hey, Dad, like, how's your marriage? Do you feel fulfilled with life? Because he's retired now. You know, what do you do? Like, just ask him about life. And when it comes down to when we're talking about intimacy, we're saying, I desire to know my dad. I desire to know what makes him tick, right? And you experience intimacy when it happens both ways, right? And hopefully he'll ask me some questions too. And we won't just talk about phones all the time. That's our thing. And I want to finish by saying, okay, maybe you are still struggling with this idea of having this intimate relationship with God the Father, calling him Daddy, Abba. And you know what? And usually the struggle is, oh, can I be really so intimate with God, like a father and a child, that I can come to him so vulnerable and express anything? Or do I need to come to him in a relationship with reverence, recognizing that he's sovereign, that he can do whatever he wants in my life? If he wants to smite me and kill me and take everything I want, you know, he can, because he is God. Right? So which way should we go? And this is what we call at SP a radical middle, where it's not you need to lean towards one or the other, but it can be both, right? You can be intimate with the Father, free to express yourself to him. You can know him, know his heart. You can desire to know that. And yet, you can also be so reverent towards him, respect him, know that he can do whatever he wants. And the best example would be, you know, in house church, we kind of have these debates. We're going back and forth regarding the sovereignty of God and what we deserve. And the thing is, it always comes to, yes, God, he can do whatever he wants. He doesn't need to bless you, right? He's not obligated to give you a promotion, a husband, a boyfriend, girlfriend, a child. He's already done so much, and he is God. He's the one who is in charge. He can do whatever he wants. But does he want to bless you? Does he want to give you a promotion? Does he love you like a child? And the answer is yes. See, it's both. He can do whatever he wants, but if you have a personal relationship with God, you can also say, I know my Father, and he wants to bless me and take good care of me. And I mean, this is also quoted in the scripture too, right? How much more does he want to bless you? If even the birds, he clothes them so magnificently, he knows the very hairs on your head, he knows you even when you were in your mother's womb. Right? He wants to bless you. So I want to invite Nate. Ah, thank you. Thank you to worship. And yeah, and just now, I just felt where God wanted to take us is not just, I mean, I already shared on this on Sunday and emphasized the part about having intimate relationship with God the Father, Heavenly Father, Abba Father. But I felt like also now maybe Holy Spirit is leading us to also have intimate relationship with our own earthly fathers, right? I know there's, for many of us, especially in Asian background, where our fathers didn't know how to express their love towards us, where they've hurt us in many ways by the things they've said, that we've now kind of closed up our hearts and not allowed us to be so vulnerable. And that is a desire in every child's heart, a yearning for their parents, their moms, their dads, to speak words of affirmation over them, to say, you are my child, I am proud of you, I love you. And even though right now, even for me, when I kind of shared, oh, I'm going to ask my dad out on a date and really try to be intimate, I always didn't really have much feeling towards it, but I felt like, oh, something I should do. But as I've kind of, even yesterday, God was doing something in my heart. He actually started making me a little bit excited about, you know, getting to know my dad and being intimate and asking questions that really mattered. So God can touch us and transform us if we're just willing, right? And I want to encourage you, even if the emotions aren't there towards your earthly parents, your mom and dad, to be intimate with them, right? If that's something that you feel like that God wants for you, or then pray to him, and he can transform your heart a little bit at a time, so that that's something that you desire, and that's something we've desired as children as well, right? We always want to spend time with our parents. Danielle always wants to spend time with me right now, everywhere I go. Even if I go to the bathroom, she wants to follow me. It's so sweet if you think about it. And now, how much of that do we have now that we still want to always follow our parents? We probably now just give me space, right? But how much of that do we want? So just go before the Lord during this time.
Love, so deeper still as you call, deeper still as you call me, deeper still into love, love of your good Father. It's who you are, it's who you are, it's who you are, and I'm loved by you.
Yes, we thank you, Father in heaven and Jesus, for bringing the revelation that we have a intimate and personable Abba Father, and that you are the perfect Father that is perfect, that in spite of what we've all experienced, we are now your children as well. And because of that, we can also put ourselves out there, Lord, that we could forgive our parents, release any bitterness that we have because of just the satisfaction that we can receive from you, our Heavenly Father. And just put ourselves out there again with our parents to be intimate, to trust them, and give them our heart as well, as that is what you have put in us to desire. And I just pray, Lord, that you would lead each and every one of us as well, that we would be, if this message of being intimate with our parents, if this is true, that you would guide us as well. Give us wisdom of how to approach it or how to share with them. Give us guidance on timing, Lord, because obviously we want to be smart with the way that we open up our hearts as well. I know, the reality is sometimes our parents can be hurtful towards us, Lord. But let us, in this whole process, just lean on you, Jesus. Lean on you, Heavenly Father, Abba Father, because you're so good to us, Lord. And I just pray, Lord, that just continue to give us revelation of who you are as our Father. Continue to give us revelation of what it means to be your child, to be your sons and daughters, and draw us near to you, Lord, as we draw near to you. Jesus' name, amen. If you would turn to the screens, let's cover our community. Let's cover those who are experiencing cancer, friends and family members. Also, chemo and radiation therapy, going through it. Let's cover Calvin. He's been going through the chemo, but it's been effective, actually. The tumors and cancer cells have apparently been shrinking. So praise God for that. Let's just cover everyone on the list. Cover those on the list who are sick but are also in need of salvation. Let's pray that God would lead them into experiences, whether it be dreams or visions or just the friends, for opportunities to speak to them and share the gospel. Also cover those on the infirmities list. Let's pray for full healing and restoration. Let's cover those on our jobs list. Let's cover Liz and Billy. Let's pray for God's provision, that God would lead them to open doors for favor upon them when they submit their resumes and applications. Go to today's prayers. Let's first start with our mission focus. Let's cover Singapore, SPSG, led by Pastor Sam and Annie. Let's cover also Indonesia and our SPIN, SP Indonesia Ministry here in Hong Kong, led by Pastor Salamat and Mimi. Let's pray that God just covers these churches, these nations, and cover our leaders as well. Cover our prayer and healing ministries. That's intercessory prayer ministry, the well, which is our physical healing ministry, and the river, our inner healing ministry. You can cover Belinda and Janice, who are stepping in to help out as Rachel is on maternity leave, and River is, I think, pretty much done with their backlog. So now they're receiving new applicants. So let's cover all these ministries. Cover our education ministries, Noah's Ark, SP Youth, and SPU. Let's pray for the students that they would have encounters and experiences with God. Pray for the teachers that they would be used and give them, you know, discernment and guidance of how to interact with the students and what to do. Let's cover the leaders, so that's P. Nate, P. Andrew, P. Mary, Yi Ling, to give them a plan, direction of where to take their ministries. Let's cover our Thursday outreaches. Let's cover SP Lights and also Homie Outreach. Let's pray for the teams, the ministry teams, to be filled with the love of God, to have love of God for each other in the team, as well as the people they reach out to. And let's pray that, yeah, for anointing, for God's favor upon them as they speak as well. Of our house churches meeting tonight, East Bay Olympic. Let's pray that they have a wonderful house church, a wonderful time of sharing. You know, especially from this Sunday with Robert Glover, and yeah, they have a wonderful time of worship, of fellowship, of unity with one another. Yes, Jesus, we thank you for bringing so much to us, Lord. Of course, you know, saving us from our sins, but also bringing the revelation of who the Father is to us, that we can have this intimate relationship with Him, and He desires this intimate relationship with us as His sons and daughters, that He has adopted us into His family, Lord. And we thank you that we can have such a meaningful relationship. And Lord, would you bless us today, bless our spirit to connect with the Holy Spirit and to lead us today in every such way, to lead us into your presence, to lead us in being sensitive to what you're doing in our lives, and lead us to know your heart and know your voice, Lord. And lead us in every such way, mind, body, and soul. We thank you, and we pray all this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Have a great day, everybody, and feel free to continue to spend time with God.